One of the problems with investigating the hydrology of Avebury is that there are so few boreholes in the area, so it's hard to test water levels. Well, there is one really good borehole in Avebury, and it's in the one of the rooms of the Red Lion pub. There's an old well which has got a glass top on it as a table. So one of the things I did over the course of several years was to drop a tape measure down the well and record the water level, and from that, by extrapolating the height outwards, I was able to prove that when the Avebury ditches were dug and they were 9 metres deep, that they definitely hit the water table. And I was liaising with several archaeologists while I was doing this work, and everyone was satisfied that it proved that even with today's reduced water level, you know, with all the water extraction that's done by water companies, when the ditch was at its original depth, it would have reached the water table. And a couple of archaeologists suggested that it may have, the ditches would have silted up quite quickly, you know, within a year probably. And so it might be only when the ditch was first dug that they reached water. But it seems to have been an important thing to reach water, because water was important to Neolithic people.
That seems like an excellent example of what an independent researcher does, as opposed to as opposed to what archaeologists do.
Hang around in pubs with a tape measure. It's a lousy job, but someone has to do it.
So, I mean, just on that point, that actually, seriously, it is a good example of the way that, you know, someone like yourself can work with the so-called official archaeologist, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's like when I found the springs around Silbury. As soon as I was satisfied that there really were springs and I wasn't imagining it, I got on to Jim Leary and David Field, and they were the two big experts on Silbury. Jim Leary was responsible for the restoration work that took place in 2000. He was the project leader. And he and Dave Field have written two books on Silbury. And so as soon as I was sure that I wasn't imagining it, we all met up there one Sunday morning, and I wanted to show them what I'd found, and, you know, and also make certain that I wasn't making this up. And another archaeologist, Jim Gunter, came along, and we all met up in the Silbury car park. And we went over the wire fence, and Jim was sort of being like taking the piss, you know, where's these springs then? You've got us all up early on a Sunday morning. And I said, you're standing on them. And he looked down and realised that there was water bubbling up out of the ground. It was priceless. there's lots of some of the photographs in the book are aerial views of Avebury and the surrounding area. And to do that, this is the days before, this is about 5 years ago I did this, and it was before drones. became affordable. And so what I did was bought a 5-foot weather balloon from a place in Bristol, and then rented an enormous canister of helium gas, and mounted my camera on this thing and used it on a tether, and walked around Avebury with this 5-foot red balloon, which lots of people thought was a full-size balloon that lifts people up in the air, and they couldn't understand why it was too near.
Yeah.
And but of course it's always windy in Avebury, and the balloon bounces too much, so it took 6 months. I got 4 goes at it, and there were 4 perfect days that were windless, but I got amazing shots. And it was well worthwhile. If you're going to take aerial photographs from a balloon, you need to make a thing called a picavet, picavet, and it's like gimbals, but it's done with string. It's the most clever gadget. It was invented in the 1700s, and it fixes to the line. People use it for kite photography as well, but the picavet fixes to the line of the balloon or the kite. And that's what the camera is suspended from. and that keeps it level. But it's a bit tedious. I had the camera taking a picture every 30 seconds, which isn't very often. I couldn't do it any faster. The camera couldn't be set any faster. And so I'd have to... It was up at about 100 feet on a string. So I'd have to set it, wait for 5 minutes until it'd taken a few pictures, pull it back down again. And it's quite hard work pulling a string down from the sky. It's a very unnatural thing to do. Then I'd check back what I'd got and then put it up again and take more pictures. And my last session was pretty grueling because it was snow on the ground and it was really cold. And so just me and poor old Betty, my old Labrador, who the book's dedicated to, my research assistant,